This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, how to change your past to create the present and future body you want. Plus, the surprising way parents can protect their kids. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind-body-spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. You may not realize yet that your weight release journey can be fuller, richer, and more fun than overeating ever was. I know you associate good times with lots of delicious foods or maybe sweets, comfort food. Food is a treat. Food is an indulgence. And you think, gosh, if I'm going to really lose weight and keep it off, I have to be disciplined. I have to be good. I have to deprive myself. Well, as it turns out, you will be delighted to know nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, let's think about it. What have you really been depriving yourself of all of this time when you've been struggling with your weight? How about feeling good in your body more time, most of the day? What a concept. How about feeling great in your body all day long, from the moment that your eyes open and you wake up in the morning to the moment that they close again and you drift off into slumberland? Imagine feeling really good, comfortable, confident, relaxed, enjoying your body. Fancy that. While enjoying food more than you ever have before. Imagine getting slimmer that way. Sounds completely loopy, doesn't it? I know. I have been there. In fact, I used to be a crazy stuff my face with anything not nailed down binger type of gal. And I have maintained my ideal weight range for over 20 years. I've stopped counting, by the way. Thank you very much. I figure 20 is enough for credibility and we don't need to add those extra years here and there, do we? But then again, they've been good years. So anyway, I digress. The other day, I was working with a new client of mine, and one of the things, maybe the big thing that stands between her and the slim, healthy, fabuloso body that she desires is her drinking. Now, this isn't uncommon. I've had plenty of clients who drink a little bit too much and get too many empty calories that way. And more importantly, tune out to their bodies by the drinking. Same goes for marijuana use or any drug, prescription drugs, you name it. Gosh, we can be addicted and tuning out by using our smartphones too much. But that's a whole nother story. So I asked her if she wanted to change her drinking. And she said, well, no, if I can be slim and continue to drink like this, that's what I want most. I said, well, okay, but I knew that slim and healthy wasn't going to happen. It's just not possible at the amount that she was drinking. And I, in fact, am unwilling to help anybody be anything but slim and healthy. In other words, if you want to be slim and unhealthy, you're on your own, pal. I'm not going to help. I've tried it myself, and I cannot recommend it. So we're going for slim and healthy, and let's throw in happy just for good measure. So I asked her, I said, well, what is it that you get from drinking that you value so much? And she said, well, it's the only way I can really relax in the evenings. So I said, well, what if you could relax even more deeply, even more satisfyingly without alcohol? In other words, you could have an evening where you felt really relaxed and comfortable and good drinking water, tea, passing completely. And she said she had never really thought about that as a possibility. She had never imagined that it might be possible. Well, once she realized that it was in fact possible, she became intrigued. And then realizing that it was possible for her, she became even more interested in the concept. Still skeptical, mind you. So that's what we're doing here. Just letting you know that it's possible. Getting you a little interested in the possibilities for your own life. Of course, once you realize that you can feel better, have more pleasure, more enjoyment, simply by taking great care of you, by releasing what's been holding you back, by following this program, that it's bonus all the way around, there's no negative trade-off, it's all better, baseline goes up, then you may find yourself wanting simply to listen and do the homework and follow these exercises because of what becomes possible in your life, because of the way that you are now able to live and experience your dreams, not just the dreams about the body you want to have, but I'm talking about the deeper dreams, really, the deeper dreams, the dreams about what you'd like to do in the world or who you would like to be, how you'd like to be in your body. In other words, finding what I call your soul's gifts, what it is that you have to share with the world that brings you joy and brings others joy. That's what we're talking about here. And I'm telling you, it is like walking into another dimension of goodness. Speaking of which, I invite you to drop down inside into your own inner dimensions of relaxation, of simply personal experience deep inside of you. Yes, sinking down to where it all happens, inside of you, just simply noticing your own sensations deep within your torso. If you could notice what was going on right there, bring the center and focus of your attention to the hara, that space an inch or two below your belly button, and deep inside your body, an inch or two inside. This is the center of the body. That's right. And if you could bring your attention there and just notice what it feels like to be centered and based in this part of your body. It's already there. That's where the center is. So you can just bring your attention to the center and notice how good it feels to be within you, just because it's so comfortable, it's so natural. Even if you're not used to it, you'll instantly recognize the familiarity of your own inner experience because it's always there, isn't it? Now, you do this not because I tell you to do it, but simply because you are dedicated to serving the highest good for you. And you may know by now that my intention is to serve the highest good for you too. In other words, my intention with this episode, with this podcast, is simply to serve you in your highest good, to help you get whatever your intention is that serves your highest good. It's so simple and easy when you look at it in this way. Now, you may know that we have been talking about changing history Now, we're not talking about the rewrite the history books kind of changing history. Or, well, maybe we are, except these are books that probably aren't written anywhere except within you, within your own inner experience. Last episode, I told you the story of me and the red balloon. When I was 2 or 3 years old, I was just a little tyke out to the zoo with my grandmother, lost the balloon that she gave me and told me not to lose. Gosh, I hope she didn't state that in the negative. But the net-net is that I did, in fact, lose the balloon. She became upset with me, and after that day, I didn't see her again. So I came up, I minted, I created, I imprinted on my own psyche a limiting belief in that split moment. Just like that. New limiting belief. The limiting belief went something like this. This is 3-year-old logic, mind you, or 2.5-year-old logic, or lack thereof, which is that grandma got mad at me because I screwed up. Therefore, I must be a bad person. So the belief created was, I'm bad. And because I'm bad, people don't want to be around me. My beloved grandma left me. Never mind details like the fact that she became very ill with cancer, and my mother was so distraught, couldn't even talk about it with me. 3-year-old brain didn't know that, didn't need to know it, just done. There's that limiting belief. And there it is, causing all sorts of problems for years to come. Drats. I hate it when that happens. The good news is that we can undo. We can undo that limiting belief right from the source. You think, well, gosh, when I think about my own difficult experiences from my childhood, I can't change what happened. What happened happened. So there's nothing I can do. No, you can change what happened. It's never too late to have a happy childhood. I think it's Tony Robbins who says that. Because we can go back. Memory is malleable. We think, oh yes, well, I remember the facts. Well, hold the phone, because maybe other people who were there remember other facts. You know, they have a heck of a time in courtrooms trying to figure out recovered memories if they're true or not, because we don't know. They only exist in our minds. They affect us in our minds. And we can change our minds, change the effects, change the limiting beliefs. And that, my friends, is juicy goodness all around. Because, of course, when you create an empowering belief from a limiting belief, the benefits go far beyond what you can even imagine. But I imagine that it's actually time for us to take a break now. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. Are you ready for a breakthrough? What if you could immerse yourself in a safe and sacred space and finally release what's been holding you back? Lose weight and transform your relationship with food and your body from the inside out. Let me and pleasurable weight loss guru, Jenna LaFlamme, take you on a 5-day intensive live in-person journey in a stunningly nourishing and renewing location in New York State. This retreat may never happen again because I don't travel very much, so we've made it ridiculously affordable and accessible. Space is limited, so if you're serious about ending your weight struggle and sharing your soul's gifts, go to weightlosspleasurecamp.com/omega, OMEGA. To learn more, that's weightlosspleasurecamp.com/omega. I'll see you there. Before the break, we were talking about changing history, and I will be taking you through a guided journey to do just that on a limiting belief. It's going to be easy to identify that limiting belief. In fact, I believe I helped you do that in the last episode. But there are some other things that I'd like you to know before we go there. And one of those, very important piece of information here to realize the way things are, is that we as human beings don't react to reality. We like to think, oh, well, there's a reality that we react to, and there are things that happen and things that happened, and it's just the way that it is. But the truth is that we don't react to reality at all. So let me give you an example. If we were together, you and me right now, and I suddenly slapped your knee, you might think, oh, why is Renee slapping my knee? She's mean. I thought she was nice. And here she is. She slapped my knee for no reason. That's awful. And then I say to you, oh my goodness, there was a big mosquito on your knee and I just wanted to get it off as fast as possible. Well, now you might think, oh, well, gosh, Renee has quick reactions and I'm glad she slapped my knee because it made the mosquito go away and now I don't have a mosquito bite. So now you might think, oh, well, that was kind of a bold move, but Renee was trying to do something to help me. And you might think very differently about me if that was your interpretation, if you understood that I was trying to do something good for you. So now the slap, are we reacting to the slap itself? Well, no, we're reacting to the meaning that we make of the slap. If you make the meaning that I'm a meanie, you with me here? If you make the meaning that I'm a meanie instead of a nicey, then you will have a certain reaction to my action. Is this perfectly clear here? That may or may not be satisfaction. So let's go into another example. You think, oh my goodness, so-and-so hasn't called me back. That must mean that he doesn't like me. Oh, that's terrible. What did I do wrong? I must have done something wrong. And then finally, so-and-so calls you and you find out that there was an emergency in the family or he hadn't received your message, whatever it might be. Then you would change the meaning that you make out of that bit of reality, the fact that he hadn't called for a certain amount of time. So here's the red balloon example. The meaning that I made out of never seeing my grandmother again and out of her getting mad at me was that she hated me and she was punishing me or she didn't like me anymore. In fact, that was the wrong interpretation. The poor woman was deathly ill. It had nothing to do with me at all. I'll give you another example. I know two women who were exposed to inappropriate sexual advances when they were children. They were flashed in a suggestive and wholly inappropriate way. Now, one of these women is completely well adjusted. It was no big deal. She remembers it, but no big deal. And the other woman, this has affected and really caused a burden for her, been very, very difficult for her, her whole life. It's affected who she is in the world as a person. In other words, it was traumatic for her. Pretty much the same thing happened to both women. So what's the difference? The difference is the meaning that was made. So for the woman who adjusted well to this, her parents learned what had happened and supported her. They said, that was completely inappropriate. You poor thing. We're going to remedy the situation. We're going to make sure it never happens to you again. It was not your fault. That guy was acting completely inappropriately. And so her parents helped her make meaning out of this event and confirmed to her that she's good. It wasn't her fault. And this other person had done something way the heck out of line. Now, the other woman, you can probably guess what happened to her. Her parents could not handle that this had happened. And so they pretended that it didn't happen. They ignored it, hoping that it would go away. They just couldn't, emotionally, they couldn't handle the complexity, the pain of the situation. And so they really effectively ignored it. And when, as a little girl, a young girl, about 7 years old, she said to her parents, "Can I sleep in your bedroom tonight because I'm scared?" They said, "No, you have to sleep in your own room." So she was left feeling that there must be something terribly wrong with her, or her parents would have reacted differently. She thought, "Oh my goodness, I must be terribly shameful because this happened to me and my parents can't even acknowledge it." Or worse still, perhaps, "I'm nuts. Maybe it's normal or it didn't happen." Basically, it fried her circuits. She couldn't understand it, and she created the belief that the world was a dangerous place and there was something wrong with her. Well, this is a tragedy and hugely damaging. And it's all because of the meaning that she made of the experience. Now, as a parent, I find this really quite heartening because it means that while I can't control everything that happens to my children, at least I can support them and acknowledge them. In other words, no matter what, I can support their knowing of their own internal goodness. And the first step to doing that, of course, for any parent, is to support your own knowing of your own internal goodness. And the way that we'll do that, the next step, I should say, we'll be taking you on this guided journey to help you make new meaning out of something in your past that you created a limiting belief from. We're going to redo the meaning-making piece. So the net-net is that we respond to the meaning that we make of reality rather than reality itself. So, for example, one thing that you might be able to relate to, another example that is, you overeat at an office party or at night sometime and you say, "Oh my God, I'll never be successful being slim. It's not possible for me." Well, this is a pretty big honking conclusion out of a piece of cake, wouldn't you say? It's not the piece of cake that's the problem. It's the meaning that you've been making out of eating it. We change that meaning. We say, "Well, you know what? That's fine. You can simply self-correct. You can do a redo. There are things that you can do." And the meaning that you now know to be true is that your path to success runs straight through your mistakes. It's true. No mistakes, no learning, no progress. And of course, the best skill that you can master is self-renewal, self-correcting, but that's a whole other topic for another show, another day, because that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Be sure to like my fan page on Facebook at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Stephens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, because I love to hear from you. Again, this is your host, Renee Stephens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on PersonalLifeMedia.com.